Who really cares about tomorrow? Who really cares about today? King and queen in the gutter, the price of pride will never take away, won't take away. Take away, take away. Well, they're running the streets of Chicago, they're running the streets of Detroit, burning down the halls of San Antonio. Don't ask me for a dime, I'm just hanging on. We'll be right back. guitar. If that's what you wanna do, can't make me run.
of his shirt. The Candyman, the Starman, taking tips from the Shawman. He's working under the webcam, all angles and long. She lives in a room made of clothes. Paris models selling memories at a yard sale. Hit it hard, don't worry about the slow burn. She works without a net. I like better when she walks away. She turns me on like a pickup truck. Come on.
Better when she walks away.
Yeah, I love the sun shining through that pretty dress.
Better when she walks away.
I love her hair, and her tongue. That's right.
Better when she walks away.
I like a better lock.
Better when she walks away.
She walks away.
Better when she didn't stay.
She didn't stay, no!
Better when she danced my way.
Come on, dance my way, baby.
Better when she walks away.
What the?
Alejandro Escobedo!
Thank you very much. Excuse me. Thank you very much, you guys. Thank you for coming out to see us on this, whatever night this is. Okay, we're going to do some acoustic songs now, so. But my name is Alejandro Escovedo. I'm from, I'm from Dallas, Texas now. I did live in Austin, Texas for a while. I got there in 1980. I was born in San Antonio, Texas, a long, long, very long time ago. And I was born to a family. My family is a, I was fortunate to be born into a musical family. There's 12 children in my family, and 8 of us became professional musicians. You know, my older brothers are Pete and Coke Escovedo, who played with Cal Jader, Willie Bobo, Mongo Santa Maria, Chico Hamilton. They were mentored and tutored by a guy by the name of Tito Puente, you know. And my niece is Sheila E., who played with Prince and also had records of her own in the 80s called The Glamorous Life. My younger brother, Javier, and I had a band called the True Believers. He also has a great band called the Zeros that still rocks the world. And my youngest brother had probably the best band in the family, a band called the Dragons. They were out of San Diego, and they were more like kind of like a Ramones meets Hanoi Rocks kind of thing. You know, it's a really beautiful band. But anyway, that was my family. That is my family. You know, and. This song is about how I got back to Texas, because in 1980, on the night that Ronald Reagan was elected president, I was in a band called Rank and File, we were called, and we were trying to marry the sounds of George Jones and The Clash into one thing, you know. And anyway, we had a 7-week-long tour that took us from New York City all the way to Vancouver, B.C., and we only had 7 shows in those 7 weeks. If any of you know about touring, you know that that's not a very good tour, you know. We spent a lot of time on people's floors, you know. But one of the places we went to, and we were very lucky, we had a friend in New York by the name of Lester Bangs, who kept telling us about Austin, Texas, and how great Austin was, you know. So we went there, and it really was a magical place at the time. People like Doug Somm and Guy Clark, Willie Nelson, Towns was there, Blaze Foley was there, Jimmy Dale, Butch Hancock, Joe Ely, David Halle, Rich Minus, Jubal Clark. There was Pat Mears and Nancy Griffith, and also Lucinda Williams was just busking on the drag. You know, she just had her guitar case out on the sidewalk singing songs. It was that kind of town. This song kind of addresses the fact that time changes everything, of course, and Austin is no longer the place it once was. Over 1,000 people a week move to Austin, Texas. It's become terribly overcrowded. There's cranes and condos everywhere. And like probably the rest of the world, you know, when people find out about cool places to live, they tend to gravitate there. Maybe not for the same reasons that made those places so cool in the first place, right? So the kind of place that Austin once was, an eccentric little town where people like Towns Van Zandt could live, is now a, well, there's a lot of people from Los Angeles, if that makes any sense to you, you know. There's a lot of money there. It's very expensive now. And so the artists can no longer live in this town. They have to live outside of the city. And that's why I moved to Dallas, Texas about 2 years ago. So this song, as I said, addresses that, and it's called The Bottom of the World. It goes like this. Austin's changed, it's true. Show me what hasn't. Thank you.
TVs, throwing colors on the wall. So watch the cities of the world.
A song that I co-wrote with someone I hope you know of, Mr. Chuck Prophet. Right on. I'll tell him you sent your regards. All right. But we wrote this with a gentleman who I know you guys know. His name was Jeffrey Lee Pierce. He was in a band called the Gun Club, and put out a lot of great albums on his own, also. That's the sound effect we make whenever we mention the Gun Club. And we wrote this really with Jeffrey in mind, but really it's become kind of a theme for all the people that we've lost recently. I was singing it for David Bowie for quite a while, and I sang it for Leonard Cohen. And tonight we'll sing it for Chuck Berry, all right? Tonight we'll sing it for Chuck Berry. It's a song called Sister Lost Soul.
Oh,
wanna lay down beside you. Feel your breath in my ear. Let's hear it for this band up here tonight. This band is wonderful in my humble opinion. I love this band. I'll tell you a little story. I did not know these gentlemen up until a couple of weeks ago when we began this tour. I was living, as I said, in Texas. And when my manager in London called me and asked me who I wanted to bring with me on this tour, he gave me a couple choices. I looked at them. And I spoke to a lot of my friends back home, Hal Gelb and Steve Wynn and Danny Stewart and everybody, and they all spoke such highly of these people here, these gentlemen up here. And, you know, I flew into Bologna, and they picked me up at the airport. We went to dinner and rehearsed that evening for about a couple hours, and that really was my first introduction. But you can always tell immediately whether something's going to work or not, in my feeling. And I immediately knew that I would get on with these guys musically and personally also. So this is Francesco on keyboards and saxophone, everyone. Francesco Valtieri. Valtieri. This is the lovely Dennis Valentini on the bass guitar and vocal. Ciao bello. Ciao bello. And this is the lovely, I mean, I love this guy's drumming very much. He's a very special drummer. I come from a family of drummers, believe me. I've heard drums all my life, and this guy rocks, and I love him very much. Matteo Monti on the drum. And he's a handsome lad also, so that helps too, right? And the beautiful Don Antonio Gramantieri, everyone on guitar. It's lovely to play in Amsterdam. I've been here several times, I think. I usually play at the Paradiso, and I was here with the Light of Day concert, which was also in one of the rooms over there at the Paradiso, I think it was. I love Amsterdam. I always go to the Bulldog, you know, and hang out there as often as possible. So, I'm sorry? Everybody does, yeah. Well, that's true. It's not far away? Oh, it is. It is far away or not far away? Oh. It's never too far away, as far as I'm concerned. So we'll sing this song here. This song, you know, I made this record called Street Songs of Love. And I co-wrote that record with Chuck Prophet. And I was lucky to have Tony Visconti, the wonderful producer of all the great David Bowie records and T-Rex records. And he also produced Black Star, David's last record, you know, which was such a beautiful masterpiece in my mind. And this song, you know, it was called Street Songs of Love, and it was a collection of songs about love, not necessarily love songs. And this one in particular is a song about parental love, about love for our children, you know. And I have a who is now 25 years old. His name is Paris Diego. And he's a wonderful young man who plays drums. He has his own band now called Slow Burn. And they're kind of a punk rock, noise, hip-hop, rap thing, you know. The interesting part of his band is that he's the only member of the band, you know. And they break up a lot, which is really weird. So, but when Paris was a young boy, I made the mistake of asking my son what he thought of my music, you know. And his answer was that it was old man's music, he said. And I said, well, you surely must mean that it's like old-timey rock or, you know, blues or country or something. He said, no, that's not what I meant at all. It's old music for old people, he said, you know, which is a very punk rock answer. So, anyway, I wrote this tune for him, and it's called Down in the Bower.
Down in the bower.
'Cause when it's all said and done, I hope you've got your set of rules to hang on to. Yeah, I'd buy you a smile in a minute. Oh, but would you wear it? the crooked politicos to the mercenary lovers. The socialites and psychopaths are dancing with each other.
Thank you.
shot in the face in the ditches of that goddamn. 35 bodies lying in the highway. Children forced to dig the graves of their fathers. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier. Sally was a cop, now she's a soldier. Thank you very much, everyone. Let's have another big round of applause for this wonderful band up here on stage. traveled many miles to come and play for you tonight. Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. We're going to leave you with one more song. And this is a song that I was very fortunate to sing with someone by the name of Mr. Bruce Springsteen. So, just name dropper that I am, you know. It's called Always a Friend. Wasn't I always a friend to you? Do you want to be my friend? Do you want to be my friend? Well, every once in a while, honey, let your love show. Every once in a while, honey, let yourself go. Nobody gets hurt, nah. Yeah, nobody gets hurt. You know we came here as two. We laid down as one. I don't care if I'm not your only one. What I see in you, you see in me. But if I do you wrong, smoke my smoke, drink my wine, bear my stakes, get boots somewhere I'll never find. Still be your lover, baby. Friend to you, wasn't I always a friend to you? You want to be my friend, you want to be my friend. Well, every once in a while, honey, let yourself go. Every once in a while, honey, let your love show. Nobody gets hurt, no, yeah, nobody gets hurt. You know I could be an astronaut on the wrong side of the moon, rapping like a baby on a bus home to you. Wherever I go, you go with me. But if I do you wrong, take a master suite, I'll take the floor. You get your rest, don't worry about me, I'm gonna get it someday. Still be your lover, baby. Wasn't I always a friend to you? Wasn't I always a friend? Hey! Well, every once in a while, honey, let your love show. Every once in a while, honey, let yourself go. Yeah, nobody gets hurt. It's only Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Same for this band, Don Antonio, all right? Thank you.
Alejandro Escovedo!
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
Run, the girls are young, the odds are there to beat. You win a while, and then it's done, your little winning streak. And summon now to deal with your invincible defeat. You live your life as if it's real. A thousand kisses deep. I'm turning tricks. I'm getting fixed. I'm back on Boogie Street. I guess they won't exchange the gifts that we were meant to keep. And maybe I had miles to drive and promises to keep. You ditch it all to stay alive. A thousand kisses deep. And sometimes when the night is slow, the wretched and the meek, we gather up our hearts and go. A thousand kisses deep. Confined to sex, we pressed against the limits of the sea. I saw there were no oceans left for scavengers like me. I made it to the fore. I blessed our remnant fleet and then consented to be wrecked. A thousand kisses deep. I'm turning tricks. I'm getting fixed. I'm back on Boogie Street. You lose your grip and then you slip into the masterpiece. And quiet is the thought of you. The file on you complete, except what we forgot to do. A thousand kisses deep. And sometimes when the night is slow, the wretched and the meek, we gather up our hearts and go. A thousand kisses deep. We'll be right back. the odds are there to beat. You win a while, and then it's done, your little winning streak. And maybe I had miles to drive and promises to keep. You live your life as if it's real. A thousand kisses deep. You live your life as if it's real. A thousand kisses deep.
Thank you very much, everyone. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Adios. Alejandro Escovedo.
You know, my career in music started out as an accident. I told you that I came from a family of many musicians. But I was the seventh child in my family, and the seventh child in that big of a family is usually kind of lost in the shuffle, you know? And so I knew I couldn't get my parents' attention by being a musician because my brothers were so good. So I chose a life of juvenile delinquency. And wanted to be a filmmaker, really. Wanted to tell stories. I loved the filmmakers of the 60s, the French New Wave, and John Huston, and people like that, you know? And so I wanted to make a film, and we were just a bunch of kids who thought we could make a movie about the world's worst band, the worst band in the world, you know? And since it's kind of based on the Stooges a little bit, you know? And since we couldn't play, we became the band. And that led to 45 years later, here I am tonight, you know, because of that, you know. But, you know, the only thing that my first band called, we were called the Nuns, you know. We were supposed to be a punk rock band, or punk rock kind of embraced us, you know. We really just wanted to be the Stooges and the Velvet Underground was what we wanted to be. But the only claim to fame we ever had was that we opened up for the last Sex Pistols show at Winterland in San Francisco, you know. And Sid Vicious came over our house that night, and we hung out with Sid all night long, you know, talking about the stock exchange and things like that, you know. And we then moved shortly after that to New York City, and we lived in the Chelsea Hotel. And one day I came down into the lobby, and there was Jerry Nolan of the New York Dolls, Johnny Thunders, and Sid and Nancy, you know. And they became my neighbors, you know. And so the song we're going to play for you now is about those times. It's a song called Chelsea Hotel 78. It's kind of a love song, kind of a punk rock Romeo and Juliet thing. arrived in the Chelsea, watched at 723rd. We came to live inside the myth of everything we'd heard. The poets on the bosses, they just love it when it rains. Comb their hair in the mirror and grow addicted to the pain. Makes no sense. And it makes perfect sense.
It makes no sense.
You know it makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It makes no sense.
Ass on Leon, Leon, Spider and the boys. Just before the cops arrived, they took off with the noise. It was nothing special, just another bar. Max's Kansas City Light makes everyone a star. Makes no sense.
You make perfect sense.
And it makes perfect sense.
It makes no sense.
You know it makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
And it makes perfect sense. Nancy called up two rooms that come here with Sid. We went down, looked around, the dealers let us in. We thought he was a staggle, not was a joke. No forget what said he did, nobody really knows. Stood out on the sidewalk as they busted through the door. The white tuxedo jacket cop had a by charm. He loved the shot that day. No one else is sure we know. Finance in the black and the white. Dead on the bathroom floor and it makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It makes no sense.
You know it makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
And it makes perfect sense.
It makes no sense.
I've been to the Chelsea once at 723rd. Came to live inside the myth, everything we'd heard. Pose on the bus so they just love it when it rains. Comb their hair in the mirror and grow addicted to the pain. Makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense.
It makes no sense.
You know it makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
But it makes perfect sense.
It makes no sense.
And we all moved out.
We all moved out.
And we all moved on.
We all moved on.
Yeah, we all moved out.
We all moved out.
And we all moved on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on.
Alejandro Escobedo!